Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peyton Sarton, host of the Note to Self podcast. Note to Self is a space to embrace your unique qualities, get grounded, and ultimately have honest conversation. No topic is off limits. I began doing social media 7 years ago, and since then, I've started a clothing line and this podcast. Note to Self is a place where people from every stage of life can come for advice, new perspectives, and to feel a little less alone. Whether I'm recording by myself or bringing along a friend, we will explore topics ranging from relationships and mental wellness to social media and entrepreneurship. Tune in to Note to Self every week for the sisterly advice you didn't know you needed and raw conversations you've always wanted.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shenanigans. So I really wish we could have brought a big bathtub into the studio today because today's guest, I swear, if she's invited anywhere, there should always be a bathtub in the room. We have the gorgeous, fashionable, classy, iconic mother of all mothers from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Miss Meredith Marks. How are we doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. So happy to be here.
Happy to have you. You look stunning.
Thank you.
Literally, I'm regretting not putting eyelashes on right now.
Okay, so. Well, the reality is you don't need them because you're naturally beautiful.
Oh, thanks. We were just saying we both had very late nights last night. You look perfect.
I actually did get in a bathtub in a bar in West Hollywood last night.
Wait, were you at Bathtub Gin?
No, I don't remember the name of the place.
That's a very telling
of a good night. No, that was definitely not the name of it. And I don't remember what it was. Revolve, maybe? Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
there is a Revolve.
They had a bathtub in there last night by like coincidence. They didn't know I was coming. It wasn't for me, but I felt like it was for me.
That's so funny. Yeah. Next time you're here, or if you have time this weekend, you should definitely go by Bathtub Gin. It's like this fun burlesque show little lounge on Melrose.
Oh,
and they have
cool.
A really cool bathtub.
All right. I'm down.
Yeah. So we have episode 2 of the reunion this week. One more still to come. Oh my gosh. I can only imagine what the ratings are going to be at the end of this season. I know y'all premiered as the highest on Peacock ever, which was incredible. It's been such an amazing season. And I thought now that we're at the end of season 4, we could get your take on the cast with a little round of Salt Lake City superlatives.
Oh, this sounds like a great game.
You know, the games always start the fights, and this sounds like we're just going to go right down that path.
So out of Heather, Whitney, Lisa, Angie K, Monica, Mary, and of course yourself, who would you say is the most punctual?
Oh, well, I'd love to say myself, but unfortunately, I probably can't. Mary's done a turnaround on that. I think she's very on time now. She used to never be on time. Lisa's not usually on time. I think Heather is probably the most on time.
Okay. Favorite spouse or significant other?
Well, my own.
Most improved from beginning of the current season to the end?
Most improved. Heather.
Best hostess?
Me, of course.
Yes. Peacemaker.
Nobody.
Makes for a great show, though, you know? Most enviable wardrobe.
My own.
Yes. Love it. And I want to get into some of your wardrobe, too, in a little bit. Best winter sportswoman, like skier, snowboarder.
Probably Whitney.
Okay. Best compliment giver.
You know, you're going to think this is interesting. I might say Monica.
Oh, okay. Biggest pillar in the community.
I know what you think that should be. And I can't, honestly, I can't speak to that because I'm primarily up in Park City and everyone else is down in Salt Lake. So I don't have the same kind of read on who's really, you know, the pillar of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm kind of in a little bit of a different community.
Yeah. I love Park City.
Yeah.
I've only been to Salt Lake once. I've flown into that airport to then go to Park City, but I've definitely spent more time there.
We need to get you back out this winter.
I know. I feel like, wait, when is the festival?
Sundance. It's in a week.
It's too soon, right? I know. Damn it. I wanted to go this year, too.
It's so fun. Well, next year, we'll plan.
Okay.
We'll plan.
Love that.
You'll be invited to all my parties.
Perfect. That'd be so fun. Best glam squad.
My own, of course.
I mean, yeah. Did you bring them to L.A.? Because
no.
You did this?
No. I have Steven here who I love.
Okay. Yeah. The glam is on point. And the eyeshadow brings out your eye color. I'm very envious right now.
Yeah, you want cool tones on me, which I never really do. So I was like, okay, I like this.
No, it's so good. The hair color, the eyes, it's on point. Most relatable to the middle class.
Yeah. Lisa, I know you would love for me to say you, but I'm sorry, honey, I can't. Not that she's totally unrelatable, but I wouldn't say she's the most. I mean, probably Monica, but not entirely because there's definitely aspects that I think are not relatable.
Mm-hmm. Baddest Mormon.
Probably Whitney.
Mm-hmm. Most likely to be in the mafia.
None of them. Mm-hmm. Hello. I don't think anyone who's in the mafia would go on a reality television show.
You know, you would think a lot of people wouldn't go on reality shows with the things that they've done.
That's true.
I.e. Jen Shaw.
That's
you know?
True. But, I hear you. So maybe they would. I don't know.
You never know.
I just would presume nobody.
Yeah. You would think so too. Yeah. Most likely to leave and never come back.
Monica.
Yeah. MVP of the season.
Heather.
Yeah.
She killed it.
Really?
She absolutely killed it.
I know. I have so many questions. I swear my DMs were flooded. But one thing that I kept getting over and over is that you have taken on the world of jewelry, fashion, caviar. But I have to ask, when is Meredith Marks coming out with a bath line?
So it's funny that you ask, because that is definitely something we have been working on. But, with all these launches I've had over this past year, I'm in catch-up mode right now. Mm-hmm. So I got to get a few things accomplished before I can launch something else. But it is in the works.
I love that. I mean, it's on brand. You know, we need it.
It's perfection for me, you know.
What is your favorite way to prep a bath right now? Like, do you have favorite products?
You know, not necessarily. Like, I definitely love, like, the bath scrubs, especially the ones that have, like, some, you know, oil and stuff in it. So that's always great. But a lot of times I'll just want the bubbles or the salts or whatever.
Yeah.
I love a glass of red wine. Like mm-hmm. that always works.
Totally.
And but it's not always, it doesn't always happen because like sometimes it's the morning.
Yeah.
It's not quite time yet. Thankfully, I'm not drinking red wine first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Totally.
But yeah. So, you know, it's just like supposed to be calm and mm-hmm. soothing and whatever kind of is vibing for me at the moment. Sometimes music, sometimes no. Sometimes I like to just bring my phone in. And that's honestly a lot of the time I get for my social media to scroll on through, which probably is not the most relaxing thing.
Yeah, not always. I mean, maybe sometimes, but then once you get in that hole, you know, and mm-hmm. you just keep going down it. But that was one thing I was going to ask is, do you have a bath playlist?
I don't have a specific playlist.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Do you go on like a Spotify or do you have like a Calm app? Like what would your go-to be?
I do have a Calm app.
It's the
best.
I do.
Yes. I have Calm. I have Slumber. I love for sleeping too.
Ooh, uh-huh. I have to try that one.
It's like these like sleep meditations, mm-hmm. which I need. I'm not a great sleeper. And then, you know, and sometimes I want something more fun too. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll be in the bath before I'm getting ready to go out, you know, and then you like go with something more fun.
Totally. A little more upbeat.
Yeah.
Would you say all bathtubs are created equal?
Absolutely not.
What's your favorite type?
Well, you know, I definitely like modern decor. So I like a clean, white, freestanding mm-hmm. modern bathtub. Like to me, that's just everything.
Yeah.
But lately I've been seeing some really cool things on social media, like, you know, out of like different kinds of stones and cool, like really cool stuff.
Yeah. I love that. I have a feeling I might know the answer to this, but given the drama stress in your friend group, is that your go-to thing you do to relax, or do you have another go-to?
I mean, that's definitely my best go-to. I'd love to say that I meditate every mm-hmm. day, and I barely ever meditate, but I think I should start.
Yeah. I know. It's like when you get on a roll with it, it is so great, but I do that too, where I'm like, oh, I want to wake up every morning and meditate or do it before bed, and then I don't ever do it, and it is something that...
Sitting still is hard.
I know. It is, definitely. I also got several questions about your skincare, and I could say, for those of you watching, you can obviously see, but just sitting across from you right now, I mean, your skin is flawless.
Thank you.
So is that courtesy of Beauty Lab and Laser?
I definitely do frequent Beauty Lab, and I do get, like, some of the vampire facials there
Ooh.
And some Botox.
Yeah.
You know, Heather has some good stuff, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
What is your skincare routine?
So, slather it on is uh-huh. really, like, my mantra. You know, I love products. I love trying new products. I'm fortunate now. I used to, be very prone to breakouts when I tried new things, and mm-hmm. I really couldn't when I was younger. Now, like, non-issue, I can slather it all on, try it all, and I just, like, will... Literally, like sometimes I'll do 7-8 steps, layer it on, have a lot of fun with it. But I've been using a lot of one of my friends from London launched a skincare brand called Amanda Caroline. So I've been using a lot of hers, you know, we like to support and it's excellent.
What you're doing is working. So
thank you.
Is there anything that you have done in the past with your skin that you're like, oh my God, ladies, don't ever do that?
Not necessarily. Like, one thing that I did years ago that I probably would shy away from now, not because of my own experience, but another friend's experience, which was Ulthera. And it's also mm-hmm. extremely, excruciatingly painful.
Yeah.
But one of my friends, like, went in and she came out and she was like, it dissolved all of, like, her filler and fat. And she had to go get all these injections because she looked really, like, gaunt.
Yeah.
And so I think something about that, I don't know, can, like, melt you down. I don't know, but I want the fat in my face.
No, totally.
I want to keep the fat in my face because it's like as we age, we lose it all. And I'm not a big fan of filler.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, some people, great, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's something I would definitely stay away from. But I didn't have that problem. I just wouldn't risk it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got a lot of other things to ask you about. We're just going to take a quick little break and then we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode of Shenanigans is sponsored by BetterHelp. So if you listened to the episode with Brock last week, you know that BetterHelp has been something he has done all of last year. He's going to continue to do because therapy is something that is so important to both of us. I have been with my therapist for going on 3 years this summer. And when Brock started with BetterHelp, he's like, why didn't I do this sooner? So if you're looking to mentally get on the right track this 2024, happy new year, new you, definitely try BetterHelp. I feel like around New Year's, we get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. So maybe you finally organize that one part of your space and you want to tackle another. Let me tell you, therapy helps you find your strengths, and you can pretty much just ditch the extreme resolutions. They're kind of overrated, and just make changes that actually stick and do what is best for your mental health. I definitely think while being in therapy, it's helpful when you can learn different positive coping skills. How to set boundaries is something I've worked on, just speaking about my OCD and learning about postpartum OCD and exposure therapy. It has been really amazing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with the licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/goodasgold today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/goodasgold. All right. So while we're mentioning some cast brick and mortar spots, how is your flagship store doing?
It's doing great. I'm getting ready to renovate. So I'm going back to Park City for the ski season on Saturday. Okay. And I have to start working on that. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to the end result.
Right. Totally. Once you get there, then it's like
all worth
it. I just
want to skip the process.
I know. Have you had any shoplifting issues lately?
No, we've had no shoplifters.
Are you able to clear up what happened and how Monica was involved with that incident? Because I feel like from my understanding, there was a clutch or a bag that went missing from the store, allegedly by one of Jen Shaw's employees. I know Monica was later found to be in the security footage. But when you guys filmed at the store, she said that was her first time she had been there.
Yeah, it wasn't that she was there when this happened. Mm-hmm. It was that she wasn't honest and upfront about it. That was really the issue. Because, you know, going back to that flight back from Palm Springs, which regrettably they did not have us mic'd and on camera, where she started telling me all these things about Angie and Sean and, like, you know, that later show up in a DM.
Right.
But on that same flight, she had asked me about the incident in the store, and I told her that a year ago at my charity event for my nephew that you guys saw, Marillo was there. He came with Jen, and he pulled me aside and, you know, apologized for the problems that went on in the store and said that there was a misunderstanding, that he didn't realize that she had bagged up two bags and he thought that they had bought the one that he walked out with. Whatever. I don't really know. It didn't really matter to me, the fact that he was apologizing and making good on it. It was like, we're moving on. I'm done. It was somewhat irrelevant to me. It was more relevant than he made the effort. And I was like, great, whatever. So I told Monica all this on the flight. Yeah. I'm like, you know, this is what happened. And she said to me, that's not true. He was bragging about stealing. And went on and on and on. We had this whole conversation about this incident. And she didn't say I was there. And that,
see,
to
that's
me
weird.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
Like, we had, and then she came into the store and said, this is my first time here. And so that was the problem. Mm-hmm. It felt somewhat sinister, because why would, if you didn't have ill intentions, the normal thing to do would just be to say, hey, you know, I was there. And, or how about, oh, I know that he stole it because I was there. And I'm not saying, let me make this very clear. I am not saying he stole it. Mm-hmm. I never, ever said he stole it. I said there was a bag there. It was gone. My manager called the next day. He brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the facts.
Right.
No one can speak to what his intentions were other than him at the end of the day.
Yeah. Speaking of stolen things, do you think Monica had anything to do with Lisa's $60,000 ring going missing?
You know, I don't, because... let me put it this way. What are the odds that Monica was in the bathroom at that moment, when it fell, found it, stole it? Like, no, I just, it seems like a little crazy to me. You know, it just does. And I don't think she was even in there originally. I think she went in later to help. I mean, we're all in there at some point. Every single, I think, I know I was in there looking. I think everybody was in there at some point looking. So I don't know what happened. It's really strange.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess if it rolled into another stall, you know, somebody took it. That's not nice. But.
Yeah, no, not at all. So I want to go back a bit and talk about you and where you grew up, because a lot of people asked, where does this iconic accent come from?
Oh, my gosh. We were talking about that last night because I was out with my sister and she sounds so much like me, sans the foreign accents. So, you know, I pick up vocal patterns. And so, you know, if I'm talking to somebody from the South, I'll hang up the phone and I'll kind of have a little bit of a Southern drawl when I hang up. It's just a bizarre thing. I don't know why. It kind of comes and goes. And, you know, my friend who has a skincare was with me from London the other day, and as soon as I sit down with her, within seconds, I sound like I'm from London. It's so weird. I don't know why. It just happens.
I mean, honestly, I do that a little bit too. Like when I'm hanging out with my friend Brittany, or if I've gone back to Kentucky with her, all of a sudden, I'm from the South. I have a full Kentucky accent. I can't seem to pick up my husband's, though. However, the Australian New Zealand accent, I cannot do to save my life. It comes across British. But
really?
Then if I'm with Lisa Vanderpump, all of a sudden I sound British as well. And I can do a great Lisa Vanderpump impression. So I do get that, because I'm like, well, I kind of do that too.
Oh, and good. I'm not alone.
No, you definitely aren't. I feel like I can pick up accents easy as well. And especially if I'm in a place where everyone has a Southern accent, I'm just going to all of a sudden have a Southern accent. So,
well, be careful, because Angie might accuse you of having multiple personality disorder.
You also have a law degree from Northwestern, which is beyond impressive, one of the top law programs in the country. And then I know out of school you launched a health club, you worked in real estate,
before transitioning to jewelry, and you have clientele that like Rihanna and Charlize Theron. I mean, you're so accomplished. You are absolutely stunning. I can't say it enough. You're a TV star, a mom, and now mother. But I feel like you've kind of done it all. So what is next other than the bath line?
Well, I am hoping that I will be able, and this is what we're going to start working on next week, but my hope is that when I renovate my store, we're going to build a caviar bar in this store.
Ooh.
Yes, and I think that will be really fun, you know, because it will still be a store, but mm-hmm. we'll have like a little spot where you can have like champagne, vodka, caviar, simple, like maybe, well, I think we have to have charcuterie because
yeah.
like it's so
totally
our thing. You yeah. know? I don't think there's anyone who ever has people in their house in Salt Lake that doesn't have charcuterie board. It's like kind of a joke at this point.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm hoping that this is going to work. I've got to start working on the layout and the design, but that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the bath line.
Yeah.
And I just need to focus on all the stuff I'm already doing because it's a lot. You know,
do.
We have our podcast,
so many.
Hanging
I know.
By a Thread, and, you know, the caviar, plated, fine. And, you know, I do have outerwear. It's mainly in the store because mm-hmm. I don't really sell it to other stores or anything like the jewelry. It's, you know, there's yeah. only so much I can do.
No, but you do it all. I was even thinking, what about one day, you know, maybe a spinoff with your son, Brooks, just taking on the fashion world?
I think that would be a lot of fun. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to do some kind of a family spinoff and, you know, who knows, maybe we can incorporate the caviar and have like another VPR in Salt Lake.
Right? I would definitely.
You want to move?
Yeah. Brock was actually looking at properties in Park City and Salt Lake just when we were talking about maybe doing an investment property. And that was one of the places. I know he was talking to Justin and Whitney.
Yeah.
And he was looking at, and I don't even think he's ever been, but I love Park City. And I'm like, I would love to.
It's a great place to invest. Mm-hmm. You know, just rent it out yeah. or whatever. Yeah. Sure.
And my daughter loves caviar. This kid is so picky. She barely will eat meat, like not even like a chicken nugget. But she's at my friend's party and they have this little caviar bar. And all of a sudden she's sitting there and she's doing the sign language for more. And she's like, more cavi, more cavi. And I'm like, you're 2 and a half. Please
oh my
do
gosh.
Not be asking for more caviar.
She's off to a great start. I'm so proud of her. I'd love yeah. to send her a little gift. So
yes.
you'll have to give me your shipping
Perfect.
Info.
I would love that. Okay, speaking of Brooks, that red fuchsia dress you wore on Watch What Happens Live last month, obsessed. The like color structure, the fabric, it had kind of that like wet sort of look to it. So beautiful. But your son actually designed that, right?
He not only designed it, but he made it.
Wow.
It was like a crazy process of like boiling the leather and shaping it and shellacking it. And or maybe it was epoxy. I'm not really
yeah.
sure. But it was so cool and such a process.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of him.
No, that's so cool. I mean, I have a 2.5-year-old, you know, and I'll put her drawings on the fridge. And that's, you know, my little proud moment with a toddler. But I can't imagine actually getting to put on something so beautiful that your child created, designed, made, and then you get to just wear that on television. That's so cool.
Absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing so well.
I can only imagine. Is he involved in a lot of your fashion choices?
He definitely is. You know, he has an opinion, that's
yeah.
for sure. So a lot of time, and I like when people are opinionated and
yeah.
honest about it. So a lot of times I'll be like, hey, do you like this? You know,
yeah.
text a picture to him and Chloe and kind of get consensus.
Yeah.
Which one's the best? You know,
totally.
Whatever. So yeah, they totally help me.
What would you say is your favorite look that he's designed?
Probably that dress. I just thought it
yeah.
was like so
sick, good.
So cool.
Yeah. I know. So you have 3 kids. We don't see much of your oldest son on the show. Do you think that's something that might change in the future, or is his preference just to stay out of the spotlight?
You know, I think we might get Reid on. I don't know. I've asked. I'm working on it. You know, part of the reason he wasn't on was just for work and business reasons. Mm-hmm. And some of those things have now changed because he started his own company.
Oh,
so
okay.
He has a little more leeway. So I'm cautiously optimistic that maybe
that.
He'll have a moment.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm hoping.
Yeah. But I do love the moments that, you know, we do get with you as a mom. And this scene, there was a scene of you and Brooks driving in the car, and he's just speaking very candidly about his romantic life. I was recently talking to a friend of mine who happens to be gay, and he relayed just how impactful that moment was just to see on TV. And it's like his family accepts him, but he's never felt fully comfortable just sharing those day-to-day moments of his dating life. And so to see a real mother-son relationship, having a normal conversation, I know was just very powerful for him and has helped him just feel more open to sharing more stuff with his family.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, I feel like there's so many things we do on reality TV that sometimes we don't understand how much of an impact it does have on people. And that's what I love about this type of job we do, because he said it was the first time he had ever seen a normalized family discussion on gay dating life depicted on television. It wasn't sensationalized or stereotyped, and it was just such a big moment. And so I just wanted to let you know that just those little moments with your family,
you're making me cry.
It seriously though, it's like
tearing up.
Those type of things, it's like it does make such a difference to so many people. So I couldn't have you sit here and not point that out, because that was a really big moment for him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're gonna make me ruin my makeup.
Of course. Okay. We'll take a little break and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is also supported by FX's feud, Capote versus the Swans. Inspired by actual events, this series tells the story of writer Truman Capote and the women he betrayed. The original housewives, they were society's most elite women. Rich, glamorous socialites who defined a bygone era of high society New York. From creator Ryan Murphy, this drama series features an all-star cast including Naomi Watts, Demi Moore, Diane Lane, Molly Ringwald, Calista Flockhart, Chloe Sevigny, and Tom Hollander as Truman Capote. FX's Feud premieres January 31st on FX. Stream on Hulu. Who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I enjoy a little luxury, it doesn't mean I can always afford it. That is until I discovered Quince. I've talked to y'all about this before and shared with you some items that I've gotten from Quince. They are now my go-to for luxury essentials that are at an affordable price. We have gotten some of the cutest sweaters for summer. These are like timeless pieces that are going to be passed down because I never want to get rid of them. Quince offers a range of high quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from only $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and wait for it, 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Also, by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which I absolutely love. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/honey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/honey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/honey. Okay, well, yes, that was just such an incredible moment that I needed to just tell you about. But I want to go back a little more to again. And how did you end up on the show in the first place? I want to know, because I know Monica at the reunion was like, oh, you know, casting like everyone else. And then it shows the email and whatnot. Was that how you got on the show, or what was that process like for you?
Yeah, no, I was just introduced through a friend of mine to someone on the original production team. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know I was really being cast. We just, like, they were like, oh, well, you talk to them. And I thought it was because I had a store on Main Street, you know, and that was it. It was not, I didn't reach out to anybody.
Yeah.
I was kind of a deer in the headlights for season one. I'd never
everyone is
Housewives, you know, like I didn't really know what I was getting into at all.
I feel like sometimes that's better though, because it's very easy, especially after, you know, season after season, you see what the public says, then you get a little bit in your head. I think there's something so special about first season cast because you don't know what you're getting yourselves into. You are just so authentic yourself. You're not jaded yet. So I always love a good first season show.
Yeah, I think I might have been well served just watching at least one season of one franchise. That might have been a good idea, but I didn't. Yeah. So I did watch one episode from every franchise.
Okay.
Because I didn't understand how, like, the whole idea of how it all unfolds. And I was like, oh, this will give me a good taste. Every one of them is so different, you know, whatever. But that was not a great move.
Are there any now that, since you've been a part of the show for so long, that you do watch and follow?
You know, I kind of like try to take a little bit because I'm not a huge TV person. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time. Yeah. As we discussed, I work
busy,
like, incessantly.
Yeah.
So I like to kind of support, you know, and I like, and now I've gotten to know a lot of, you know, different people on the shows. And so I want to have an idea of what they're like and, you know, and support what they're doing. And so I kind of try to watch a little bit of each season from, you know, any of the shows where I know people. It might be one episode. It might be a few, you know, whatever. I try to see a little. So at least I have a clue what's going on. But to watch a whole season, for me, that's a lot of time.
I know.
It's a lot of time.
It really is. But I'm with you, where it's like I met a bunch of people from Jersey. So I'm like, oh, then I want to watch this and see what's going on. Because I feel like we got to just keep up a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Just have an idea. But also, to your point before, I don't want to watch that much because I like that I'm just true to myself. And we're human. No matter if you want it to happen or not, you're going to get influenced by the things you see around you.
Yeah.
And so if you're always watching, it does impact you. And then you see, oh, you know, the audience like this, even if it's not conscious, you're going to go probably do that, even though it might not have been something you would have normally done.
Totally.
You know, we're human.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. One thing that you've been very open about is the reality of your marriage on this show. Do you ever regret sharing any of those marital struggles, or do you, you know, like we were just saying, know that by you sharing that, it is such a relatable thing that so many people go through?
Yeah, I don't. You know, it is for that exact reason. I know, you know, a lot of the women have tried to like weaponize it against me, and that mm-hmm. just reflects on them and who they are. Thank you for showing me, yeah. you know. So that I don't really care about, you know, because it's no secret. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of problems
yeah.
and we've had a lot of resolution. And yeah. I'm proud of my journey. You know, we all make mistakes along the way mm-hmm. and we all do positive things along the way. And Seth and I have done both, you yeah. know? And I think it's really helpful for people, you know, to know it's okay.
Is.
Like it's normal to have bumps in the road in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I had had a little bit more of a situation to watch and understand like what we have shown other people, I think we would have avoided a lot of the pain mm-hmm. that we had. You know, I think a lot of it for us was we felt we failed. And so we were kind of like pushing things away and not addressing mm-hmm. it because you don't want to accept a failure.
Right.
You know, nobody does.
And no, totally.
If you realize that it's not a fail, it's a norm,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's abnormal not to have problems in a relationship,
you
know?
No relationship is perfect. And anyone trying to paint that picture, I've been guilty of that myself. It's just not the reality. So
exactly.
Another amazing thing about you is just being so open and sharing that stuff because so many people go through it. Marriage is work.
Absolutely.
It's not easy. Like, I'm sure, you know, there's days and years and times that are easy, but at the end of the day, it's always going to be work. And
100%. Yeah. And that's like a thing, like this season, it was kind of sad for me when I saw that Whitney and Justin had had some mm-hmm. struggles and Angie and Sean had had some struggles. And in my view, I was like, I feel like I could have really helped, you know,
yeah.
but they weren't talking to me very much. So.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, I wasn't talking to them very right. much either.
So will there be new episodes of your podcast with Seth, Hanging by a Thread, in 2024?
Absolutely. We'd
Yay.
Love to have you on.
Yes, I would love that.
It would be fun.
Tell me when I am there.
I gotta get Seth out here.
Yeah.
Or you gotta come to Park City. You have an excuse to come visit.
Perfect.
I love it.
I would love that.
All right.
Yeah. So is that where you spend most of your time outside of Salt Lake, would be Park City?
So we're in Park City about 4 months out of the year.
Okay.
And then we used to be in between Park City and Chicago, but we kind of left Chicago during COVID. It got mm-hmm. a little rough around the edges there.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of been just exploring and figuring out what we want to do. So we spend like a couple months here in LA. We spend a couple months in New York, a couple months in Europe, a couple months in Miami, and, you know, pop in and out of Park City. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't, so far right now, I'm loving it. It's
yeah.
fun, you know, just being everywhere. It's nice because I have like social circles in all these cities.
Totally.
And so I get to see everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think Seth wants to slow it down a little bit, and I'm okay with that. So we're probably going to have to be a little more committed to somewhere,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure where yet, and I'm not that excited about it.
Don't want to slow down. All right. In the words of Andy Cohen, switching gears. It's my favorite thing. He says at every reunion. He's like, we're going to switch gears here. So I love to use that on this podcast.
I love it.
On the trip to Bermuda, I know you were really sick. When did you start feeling better? Were you feeling shitty the whole time? And did anyone let you use their bath?
No baths. There were no baths
Damn
in
it.
Bermuda. And I was sick, you know, for the most part, the entire trip. The last day was when I started to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And as you could probably tell, it was very cold and windy.
Yeah.
That day, and it, which
just
you know, artistically
to,
worked in
it
our
really
favor,
did.
But from a real standpoint, it was not the most pleasant.
Yeah.
So I struggled a lot on that trip. I was not feeling well at all. I mean, for me to be drinking tea at dinner is not
right.
normal.
Yeah. And I mean, while you know, being on the boat, obviously feeling under the weather, how did you stay so calm amid all of the badgering and accusations that were just flying around?
Yeah. I mean, I am a pretty calm person. It
yeah.
takes a lot to set me off. But this was a little unusual because going into the trip, I had discovered the security footage shortly before.
Mm.
And I was kind of
processing and trying to figure out what was going on and why, like, she was there and didn't tell me.
Right.
And whatever else.
Weird.
And so when I discovered it, I sent it to Heather, actually, you know, and she had indicated that there were some other concerns. She didn't, and she said, I don't really know all of this information, mm-hmm. but I have some other concerns as well. But I want to confirm if these things I'm being told are really true, you know, before I even say anything to you.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything about that,
uh-huh.
about the account, but I knew that there was something else kind of going on. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just sit on this and wait
yeah.
a minute, because maybe this is part of a bigger picture. I don't really know. So knowing that, and then hearing her say that I said all these things, or intimating that it all came from me, whatever you want to say it was, I kind of was sitting back and waiting a little bit, trying to put pieces together, figure out what was really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to say too much because, you know, I didn't want to give away what I already knew,
mm-hmm.
the little bit that I knew.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try to put the story together.
Yeah.
And so that helped, because I kind of thought, don't say anything. Don't show your hand right now. Let's let this unfold.
Yeah. The Instagram messages that you and Monica had received about Angie K's alleged mafia connections, were those from the Reality Von Teese account?
No. Okay. And quite frankly, I never received any DMs about Angie being in the mafia. The DMs that I received were evidence of all of these allegations that Monica had made about Angie on that flight back from Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I called her, because it was all this stuff tying back to everything she had said to me. So it's kind of normal. Wouldn't you pick up the phone and call
right.
that person and be like, hey, did you get this? Because it's everything you were saying.
Yeah.
And no, the Greek mafia thing came up because I had told her a story that day when we were on Main Street. We were having lunch, you know, right by this other venue that had been owned by a friend of mine, who just the night before that, or two nights before that, she had just told me, oh, when I got this venue, you know, it was owned by the Greek mafia. And I was just repeating the story. And I was like, I didn't know there was a Greek mafia in Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. I was just surprised about it. And she's like, oh, do you think Angie's part of it? And I'm like, I don't know. I doubt it. But
yeah.
maybe. I don't know her.
You know,
I barely know her. I have no idea. But I certainly wasn't. So we did actually Google Greek mafia Salt Lake
yeah.
City for the historical background of it.
Yeah.
It was not, is Angie K a part of the Greek
right.
mafia? And really, I mean, I am a very, as you mentioned, I have two graduate degrees,
yeah.
by the way. Don't forget the business school.
Totally.
One. Do you really think I'm that stupid to be like,
no.
I can Google Angie K and the Greek mafia?
Right.
Really? Come on.
Over the years, did you ever have any suspicions on who might be behind the Reality Von Teese account?
I really didn't. You know, we had so many really, really nasty accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was like one of probably half a dozen that were just relentlessly going after some of us, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they were all different. Some, it was interesting because like that one was more targeted at Jen.
Yeah.
There were other ones that were more targeted at me and Heather, or ones that were more targeted at Lisa or whatever. And so it was kind of like they were all out there. And interestingly, I don't hear much from any of them anymore.
Interesting. When did you first find out that Monica was behind it? Was it that moment on the beach?
On the beach. I had
no
idea before. Like I said, Heather had alluded that there was something
right.
else going on, but I had absolutely no clue what it was.
What was going on in your head in that moment? Were you just like that mind blown emoji?
Yes. I mean, the I'm freaking out was real. I was just like,
yeah.
It was so crazy to think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just totally, totally shocked. It was the last thing I was thinking would, you know, be
yeah.
the issue. I thought it was going to be, you know, more about like some of the stuff that went down at Beauty Lab, which I think everyone was sort of thinking, you know,
yeah.
as they were watching. and things like that. And no, I had no clue.
So crazy. Do you think any of your castmates had shared intel or gossip with reality Vaunties?
I think it's possible. I mean, I don't know. I do know that I've been sent some screenshots on certain things castmates have shared in the past that they probably should not have. So I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I doubt it was much because I feel like we probably would have seen it. There's so much going on right now on social media with all of those people who had been behind reality Vaunties kind of all fighting with each other, you know, whatever. I feel like somebody would have probably shared it.
Right.
So it's possible, but probably not.
I feel like one of the most asked questions I got was, how would you feel about Monica returning next season?
That's not up to me.
I know, it's not up to us.
No, it's not up to me.
Would you be open to, I mean, again, not, you know, we get put where we're put. People are in situations and at events that we wouldn't really want to be around. But if she returned, would you be open to more conversations? Would you try to avoid, or have you not gotten that far yet?
I mean, for me, I would be avoiding.
Yeah.
You know, I do believe everyone deserves a second chance, but not always in the same capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it's
just kind of it.
Yeah. Have you been in touch at all with your former castmate, Jen Shaw, since she pled guilty and went to prison?
I have not had, like, direct communication with her, but I did send her a letter.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not heard back.
What about her husband?
I text with Sharif occasionally. Yeah. I check in, make sure, like, over the holidays, I wanted to just check in.
Yeah.
I think it's important for him and the kids to feel some level of support. It's got to be very difficult.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I have to ask, did you know before the Bermuda trip? This is something I asked Whitney when she was on my podcast at the beginning of the season. She couldn't say anything yet. And now I'm like, well, now we know. But did you know that Jen gave Heather the black eye, or was that moment a surprise for you?
Oh, I had zero clue.
That whole trip, man.
Zero clue.
That's just like one thing here, one thing there.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, it was shocking to me because we all, like, went to bed.
Yeah. So with your legal background, did you have any insight into the Jen Shaw case that maybe the other ladies in your friend group didn't have, or were you just as surprised as the rest when all of the events unfolded?
I think I was a little bit less surprised just because things weren't making sense on certain things. But no, I didn't know anything. I just thought some things weren't just off and not adding up.
Yeah.
So maybe it left me in a little bit less of a surprise situation. Just like with Monica, I knew there was, like I said, I knew about the security footage. So was I shocked still when Heather told me all the other stuff? Yes. But maybe I was a drop less shocked because I had some information. Same kind of thing.
Yeah. What about knowing that Jen knew Monica was behind the reality Vaunties account back in 2021 and never told anyone? Did that upset you? Were you surprised to hear that?
It was a little disappointing to be fully transparent. You know, I felt like that would have been a nice little nugget to have known.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing you wish someone had told you before you joined the Bravoverse?
Watch a full season.
If you could guest on a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls trip, who would you invite? Who would your cast be, and where would you go?
Okay, I think I'd probably want to go to the Maldives because that's kind of been on my list for a while. And I feel like that would be a fun trip.
Yeah.
What would I put on it? That's a really great question. All right, well, I'm not going to talk about who from my cast. We'll leave them out. So I would say, let's see, what are our franchises? So
Jersey.
I'm friends with Dolores and Teresa. So
yeah, same.
Probably them.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai, I'm friends with Caroline Stanberry, so I'd take her. Beverly Hills, friends with Sutton and Crystal. Potomac, I don't know them that well. I mean, I've met most of them.
Yeah.
I don't know them that well because I don't go there.
Right.
You know, Miami, I like all the Miami girls.
Yeah.
We could take all of Miami, although that could cause some interesting problems.
Who have you been most surprised to hear is a fan of your show?
Well, we've had quite a few of those recently. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, Sarah Paulson, yeah. Megan Thee Stallion, like anyone, because you have no idea that somebody's, unless it's one of these people who has, you know, been a self-proclaimed Housewives fan, et cetera. Like, okay, you're like, okay, they're probably watching. But otherwise, it's like, you have no idea that these people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's wild when you hear that and just like, it happens all the time too.
Yeah.
I'll be here and I'll have like someone come over and they'll be like, oh, I represent so-and-so and they love your show, you know? Like, and you're just like, wait, what? You know, you just have, it's always a shock.
Yeah.
Always a shock.
I know. It's still 11 seasons later for me and there's still so many of those surreal moments where I'm like, wait, you know who I am? Wait, what?
Isn't that wild? It's really when you have like an A-lister and,
and
they know who you are and you're kind of
Lady
like, wait,
Gaga.
Really? Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
What? All right, last question. If you could be on any other Bravo show or franchise for one day, one episode, what would it be?
One day. Ooh. Well, considering I don't really watch that many shows, I'm going to join yours for the day.
Oh, that'd be fun. Bring on the caviar.
I'd be the old one, though. You guys are all so young.
Not really. I mean, I'm pushing 40. I'm already aging myself. I'm going to be 39 this year, but I'm like, I'm almost 40. I'm almost 40. Because
almost.
Then by the time I hit 40, it'll feel like, oh, I'm still only 40.
You've moved past it, right?
Yeah.
40's great.
I'm looking forward to 40s.
You know, I feel like you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. No, I think.
40s are great.
Definitely. Well, Meredith, thank you so much for getting into some shenanigans with me. You've got the podcast, the jewelry and apparel, the caviar. You're doing it all, and you're
it's
doing
busy.
A great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. I love what I do.
Definitely. Well, this was so fun. I can't wait to come to Park City, and
Yeah, we got to set up your ski trip.
Got to do it. Let's
Absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yay.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's
thank
so fun.
Thank you, and thank you guys for watching and listening. We will be back next week. Bye.
Sheena Shea.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.